very special addition to our very special edition of this class. This is our genuine pointer. I didn't direct its making or anything about it. But it says on both sides, sing louder. So, I mean, it must be a sign. All right, we have some people. We sang number 505. It was amazing. It really was amazing. But it would have been a lot nicer with some more people. So I'm very glad that we have people here. And we're going to get started. And Brother Dad, could you pray for us as we begin tonight?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we can take and practice and learn and music skills, Lord. Theory and exercise in our voices and our brains to both step with timing and tunes and frequencies, Lord. And I pray this gives wisdom as we never to make. Better sounds from our voices, and we want, Lord, to be pleasing to you and pleasing to those that listen to us, Lord, and just to draw people to you, to glorify you, not ourselves, but we do want to sound good, these things that would be pleasing and upright for you. Just pray just bless our time together and give us ability to concentrate and focus.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Miss Smiley Face, for the pointer. We're going to start off with singing a song that I hope we don't need the hymnal for. We're going to start out on about Do. We're going to sing God is So Good, and if you know some parts for it, you can put some parts in as we sing. Ready? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. It'd be great if we could find some people that believe that. If you believed it, might show on your face, man, God is so good. Who can say that out loud? God is so good. Okay. Thank you, Ethan. Ready, all together? God is so good. Is that true? Sure it is. Okay, let's try that again. God. Oh. Singing. That was great. That was excellent. That was excellent. Starting on the first verse again. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. Do. I love him so. I love him so. I love him so. He's so good to me. All right, you can have a stand up. He's coming soon. Oh, he's coming soon. Do you believe it? He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's so good to me. All right. Let's see if we can find where that song is on this scale. We started on Do. I'll give you that much. Do. Okay, so we're going to sing. We're going to find the shapes for somebody wrote it down in the hymnal, right, for us to sing. And there's a way they knew what to do. We can hear what it sounds like. We all know what the tune is. So we should be able to spell it out with our musical alphabet. We start on Do, Do. What's the next note? Do, Re, Mi. Do, Do, Mi, Re. Does that sound right? Re, Re, Fa, Mi. Good, keep going. Mi, Mi, Fa, Ma, Re, Fa, Mi, Re, Do. Good, is that a different way of looking at it? It's the same musical alphabet we've been using the whole time. Sometimes I direct you where to go, but if you know where you're trying to go, you can choose which ones are the right ones to spell it out. So we have, I think we had in one of our songs, on the tenor of The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Who doesn't have paper? Papers are right up here. Everyone can make sure they have paper. We have plenty of papers. King of Love, My Shepherd Is. The tenor says mi fa so at the beginning, fa re, fa re, and that was an interval that we had some trouble with Sunday night. Well, here we just had that in this song, mi mi so fa re fa mi re do. It's not hard to do. It's just when it's in a song we're familiar with, we know exactly where it is. But it's the same thing on this thing. But if you know a song and you know this is fa re, and you can picture that sound, when you see another fa re, you'll know exactly what to do. It's all the same kind of thing. It doesn't matter what key it is, because these things are always relative to each other. Okay, you can have a seat. And may I find a volunteer to get Stacy's fancy green colored cup and get some water for me? Thank you, Ethan. Okay. Last week sometime, I said we were going to do that with Happy Birthday to You. And we knew that it ended on Do, because remember we did some of this stuff, like... Like that doesn't work. So we know that it ends on Do, because that's where the bass sounds right for home. Okay? So we know that the song ends on Do, and I'm going to tell you for sure that it does not start on Do. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. So, we know that our last note is Do. Maybe we can work backwards a little bit. So then we'll know where to start. Okay, we'll try not to take too long with it. So, I'm going to say this is the end of our song right here. Do. Okay. And what's the last phrase of our song? Happy birthday to you. So what's our, thank you, sir. What is our second to last note? Re. Re. Sure it is. Very good. Was that? Kayla? Thank you. All right. Did I get your name right? Good. I just have trouble. Okay. So what's third to last? Not everyone that gets the right answer tonight, as we're doing this, is going to get a peanut butter cup. But some are. So you can always try. T? Okay, let's try. Oh, whoops. How do you draw a T? That is not a T. What am I thinking? Oh, it is a dough? Okay, let's see what T-ray dough sounds like. No T. All right. No. Good?
All
right. Getting some cobwebs out of the old brain. We've done this before. Okay. So what does T-Re-Do sound like? Here's Do. Okay, that's all right. I guess we haven't done enough practice. Do, re, mi, re, do, ti, do, re. That's amazing. We're doing like transformations and everything. Let's not do that. Do, re, do, re, do, ti, do, re, do, ti. Is this a little bit low for some people's voice? Shouldn't be that bad. Do, re, do, ti, do, re, do, ti. I'm hearing not everyone on the same note. So let's work on listening. Make sure that we're all singing in unison. Do. Much better. Yes. Y'all seem so reluctant. Is there something wrong with what we're doing? Like, are we allergic to this? Or? No, it's okay. We've been doing this for a couple weeks now. It's everybody stand up. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Take a deep breath. And as you let it out, say, it's going to be okay. Okay. We talked a little while ago about when you're getting to the end of your race. You can see your finish line. It's not the time to slow down. It's time to speed up a little bit. And go for it, right? Tonight is our last night for who knows how long. So that means we are right near the finish line. And are we going to be, by the end of tonight, do you think we're going to be like, experts, we can't learn any more in music for the rest of our life. So, we'll see how far we get tonight, but it's largely determined on how much effort you give me. Okay? Alright. Do, re, do, ti, do, re, mi, fa, so. I haven't done that much with this class, and y'all nailed it. Very good. Do, re, mi, do, sa, do, do, sa, do. Now that's an octave. So, so. Okay, most of you won't be able to reach that, but that's okay. You did. So, do. That one. It sounded nice, but it wasn't the right note. Okay, ready? Do, ti, re, do. A little different reading them over here and not in their spot, huh?
Yeah.
But they're all. I know I drew it crooked, but it's all still the same thing. Okay, so is that how we sing? Day to you, happy birthday to you. Okay, so this is supposed to be the same note as the end one, right? Day to you. Okay. Let's write that. All right. What's this one? Birth. How do we sing it? Okay. If day is do, where's birth? Do. Me. Very good. Okay. What else do we have here? Fa. Let's do a fa like that. What's the hap? Wow, have we ever written backwards like this before? But is this correct? Fa, fa, mi, do, re, da. Yeah, that works, right? Sounds familiar. Okay. Whew, how are we going to find where we were before we got the happy birthday to you? Let's sing the song real quick so we get this melody in our mind from the beginning. Let's put do right here. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, mother, to you. Happy birthday to you.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, my birthday is still in 8 days, but anyhow. All right. Very good. So, we came from happy birthday, God bless you. Wow, what kind of jump is that? Where are we down there? Well, let's try it. So, a couple of people, let's grab the four guys on the end, Pastor and Joe and Ethan and Jesse. I want you to just remember for us where happy birthday to you, do. All that good stuff. Okay, so you just work on holding that in your brain. We're going to work on some of that stuff. Okay, so we have happy birthday to you. God bless you. Now, where's happy birthday to you? Okay, so here's do. God bless you. God bless you. Very good. All right. So we have la, and what is that phrase? God bless you. Right. Do, ti, la. Okay. Happy birthday, God. So what's the note before? God, day. Re, do, re, happy birthday, God. Is that right?
Me.
Happy birthday, do, re, me. Very good. Okay, and we have birthday, God bless you. So, what's the birth in this case? Do, re, mi, fa, so, birthday, God bless you, so. Okay. You can have a seat. Okay. Now, what's the note we sing, or what do we sing right before? Birthday. Happy, right? Sorry. So what's, okay. The C in octave lower? So in octave lower. Very good. Okay, so we have a flaw with writing this way without using any lines or vertical spacing because now we have a so here. Happy. But that section needs to be an octave lower. Happy birthday. So that we know we need to jump an octave. So, just because we're using real imperfect, real fast thing, I'm going to put those so's down here, just so we remember. Okay? We handle that just for now. All right. Okay. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. I'll give you a clue. This is where the song starts too. Does that sound right? Happy birthday. Okay. So we can start on our low so's up here too. We'll put them below. Okay. Now quick. We got to write the rest of this song. Ready? Yeah. Okay, let's check it. So here's our second happy, right? Whatever it says, you know, day. Okay, here's two. If we did this, so, la, so. Okay, count, come up from so. Do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do, ready? Do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do. So, so, la, so. Okay, that's not the right note. It's re. Julie's correct. Let's try a re. So, we're going to practice real quick. No, ti, la, so, la. Better? Okay, so re, so so la, so re, that's what we just said. Oh, we're gonna fall asleep right here where we're sitting. No. All right. We almost got our song written now. Okay. All right. This is supposed to say. All right. So you can see that our song began on so, and that'd be a really hard kind of music to read, huh? It's just a bunch of shapes all in a row. But if you practice this, you can read that just fine. And thankfully, normally in our shape note music, we do have them vertically arranged on staff, even written on the note lines, so we can go check it on the piano with an exact note. But you don't have to have it if you learn this skill. Okay, we don't need to worry about singing that again. But let's sing the shapes all the way through. So, where's do? So, la, ti, do, re. Okay. So, la, ti, do. So, do. Stand up. I don't want to be the only one that's working hard. Gotta get you working hard too. We're starting low so, right? Ready? So, so, la, so, do, mi. So, so, la, do, re, do. So, so, la, mi, do, mi, la.
Wait,
and then direct you. I just want to hear that. La. Ah, let's try from here again. Ready? So, 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 mi, do. Okay, that's great. If we had been doing our shapes here, do, ti, la, how would you know our flowers? I don't know if we could have done it. But if you have a song like this, little simple songs, if you want to memorize the shapes that belong to it, then you'll know la, fa. You'll have the sounds and the names memorized together. Might help you. Okay. La, fa, fa, mi, do, do, mi, do. Okay, sorry. I heard some harmonies, so I wanted to help them get the right names on their harmonies. Because you can't all sing do, do. That doesn't work. Okay. Very, very good. All right. Let's get our papers. We have not done the bass part on The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. But we only have a few minutes time. We got started late tonight. And the clock is flying clocks, giving people concussions. So, so we're going to have to go fast. But look at the bass part on this thing. It's not that difficult, right? Who's got The King of Love, My Shepherd Is in front of him? Extra papers if you don't have one. We'll just start on do. Okay, sing, or let's read each shape. Let's read each shape all the way through one at a time. Go. Do, do. Okay, very good. Very good. I was going to have us read them, but hey, people are singing them just fine. That's okay. But we don't know real familiar do, me. So, that's okay, but let's read the shapes. Ready? And we're going to move right along reading them. Don't have to sing it. Ready? Do, do, ti, la, so. Keep going. Very, very good. Very good. That's a challenge for the brain, huh? Just a different way of reading. We didn't have to figure out the tone and pitches on those. But for the most part, this bass part has a couple jumps, but it does, like, we have la, ti, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. That's written right in the bass part. So it shouldn't be that hard. But we need to make sure when we're starting on la ti do that we don't go la ti do, because that's not right. La ti do, have to keep do in our minds, which we do when we're singing the song. I've got all these people from Alaska texting me. Oh no, it's just my family. Okay, they must not be watching singing school. All right, we just have a couple things to make sure we know what jumps to make, and then we can sing this part. Easy peasy. Do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do, re, mi, fa, la. Thank you. So that's the range that this bass part has. It goes from me to la la. Excuse me. Wow. Well, if we wanted to go from me to this la, how would we find it? Well, we know it's an octave away from this la, right? All las are octaves apart. So if we're on mi, fa, so, la, mi, la, la, That's not do. That's la. La ti do. Oh no, that's what I just said we weren't going to do. That's all right. You can have a seat. Let's try this. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, ti, la.
Do, la, ti, do, ti, la, do, la, ti, la.
Do. What happened to do re? Do re. It's always been do re. Let's try that again. Do re. You couldn't do that. Very good. Let's change. Let's put do somewhere else and see if you can still do it. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la,
do, mi, do, re, mi, do, mi, fa, do, mi, fa, mi, do, mi, fa, do, fa, la, do, mi, do, re.
In this, yeah, but it's good because we need to be able to make jumps like this to be able to sing this song. Okay, la ti do ti la so fa. Okay, look at your music. On the music. Do, let's put do right here. Do, do, re, mi, re, do, ti, la, so. Ready, sing from the beginning. Do, do, ti, la, so. La, ti, do. No, that's so. Do, ti, la, so. Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi. We have some sopranos in here, I see. That's okay. Do. From the beginning. Do, do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do. Okay. It's hard to find, but we're closer to this me than this me when we're at do. So, let's try this. Do, do, re, mi, 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 re, do. Not doing anything difficult here. Mi, re, do, mi, 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 do. There it is. See, there it is. These patterns, they just keep going above and below, and it all works. If you don't know, if you have a fire jump, it's probably close in this direction, then you can do an octave. And we won't be able to figure all that out at every person while we're doing the song. But I have to teach you some tricks and tactics for when you're working on another song that you want to learn. You don't have a piano with you, and you have shape notes, and you can know just where to jump. That's what we're working towards. Okay. Do, try again. Do. Do. I'm seeing people get confused when I'm doing octave. They think, well, that must be do to do. Mi to mi is not the same as do to do. So we're still on mi. It doesn't matter if we jump, then it's still do re mi, do re mi. Excuse me. All right. You'd have to be able to jump do to mi to sing this song, right? In bass? We're not doing anything cruel or unusual. All right. If we can get this do mi, we'll pretty much have the rest of the song. So let's do it one more time. From the beginning, do, 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 ti, la, so, la, ti, do, mi, do, re, mi, mi, do, mi, do, I'll prove it to you on the piano. We're in the key of E flat. Do, 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 ti, la, so, la, ti, do, mi, mi. I just see the bewilderment of my crowd of people here just abounding. It's incredible. You should see it. Y'all should face each other so you can see how amazing you look. All right. Do, mi, so. All right, you can stand up. Let's look at it a different way. Do, re, mi, fa, so. Do, so, mi, do. Everyone needs to sing the same note. Usually, the longer I hold it out, if I don't cut you off, we're getting more and more right people to sing the right note. So try to do what they're doing, okay? Do. Arpeggio, like breaking up our major chord. Very common stuff. Look what the bass does for the word shepherd. What are the three shapes that shepherd has for the bass?
Do,
mi, so. Very good. Now we're used to saying do, mi, so. But here we go. Do, mi, so. So actually, instead of thinking that we've moved the mi, really we've kind of moved the do an octave. if the Do was an octave lower, then it would be Shepherd, but that would be really low. So we do Shepherd. It's a very simple, common thing. You just have to hear that other octave is fitting in that chord. Okay. Let's try it from the beginning. What do we say? Maybe we'll get to this song one day. It'll be great. All right. Do, sing. Do, do, ti, la, so. La, ti, do, mi, so. Do, mi, do, mi. Do, mi, do, mi, mi. Do, mi. I know it's low for your voice, but I want you to hear that. Do, so, that's not me, that's so. It's okay. We need a lot more practice, you can see. Alright? Sing, starting from Shepherd. Do, mi, so. Very good. Keep going. Here it is.
La, so.
Very good.
La, so, mi.
And then what's our next note?
Mi.
Mi, mi. Okay, keep going.
Fa, so, so, do.
Wow. Okay. That sounds just like a bunch of shapes and names. Who thinks they can follow me and sing the bass part with me? Joe and Andrew, Caleb and Ethan. Okay, y'all be my four basses. You can congregate together over by Joe. But don't lead all yourselves astray in the wrong note. Listen to me because I'm going to be singing bass.
Do, mi, so.
Doesn't that sound right now? It's like, do, mi, so. Where's do, mi, so? Okay. Who's going to be soprano? About this section right here. Okay. And that whole section right there, Mr. Philip and Titus and Spencer and Kelly and Julie are going to sing alto. Okay? And y'all are my tenors. Elise and these people and these people. Okay? This is going to work great. Let me see if we're around the right ranges here.
Do.
Okay, who sings do? Which parts? And soprano. Okay, do, do, do. What does tenor sing? Okay, where do we find me?
Do, re, mi,
mi, do. What's alto sing?
So, do, ti, la, so, do, mi, so, do.
Okay, that's where we're starting. It'll be rough and bumpy because we haven't done this since the other night. But that's okay. Let's sing on 1, 2.
Do, do, ti, la, ti, do, mi, so, la, la, so, fa, mi, fa, do, do, ti, la, ti, do, re, mi, fa, so, la, so, mi, mi, fa, so, so, do, do.
Who thinks we can do a little bit better on the second time through? Sure we can. Ready? Sing again.
Do, do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do, mi, so, la, la, so, fa, mi, do, la, do, do, ti, la, ti, do, re,
mi, fa, so, la, so, mi, mi, fa, so, so, do, fa, mi.
That's much better. Good job, y'all. Well, okay, I think we should do it again. Let's do it again. I might help some other parts this time, okay? But you guys, you sound good. Seriously, sounding good. I read some wrong shapes too. I had the right note, but had the wrong name, so it's understandable.
Ready, do, so, mi. Ready, sing. Mi, fa, so, fa, re, do, so, 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 fa, mi. Mi, fa, so, ti, la, so, re, la, do, re, mi. Mi, re, do, fa, fa, mi. Fa, so, la, ti, do. So, la, so, la, ti, do, la, so.
Very nice. Who thinks you're actually reading your part right off the page? I'm reading all kinds of different parts off my page. I have a question for you. If I'm helping, if you can hear that I'm singing your part, and then I go switch to another part to help them, does it confuse you? Okay. Okay, that's good. We're going to have you do it again, and I'm not going to sing anything, so I can pay attention. Ready?
Do, so, mi.
Sing. Sure there were. Yeah. But it sounded like the song is supposed to sound, pretty much. Okay, very good. We're going to sing the first verse, and then we're going to go take a break. Ready? Everyone on their parts still? Who's having just a real tough time with their part? Like, I can't reach it. I don't know what to read. Okay. All right. Did you sing a different part before? Which part? Okay, I need you to help the altos. What about you?
She probably doesn't know
melody.
She does probably
melody,
so.
She is melody. Okay. Now I'm going to need a helper for the tenors. Ethan? I need you to sing tenor. And you can sing melody or tenor, whatever you want. Okay, sounds good. Stand next to Katie. She'll help you. All right. Very good. Very good. Well, we missed our break time, so I guess we're just going to keep going. All right. Now, we're going to sing our first verse here on the words.
Do, so, mi, la, ready, sing. La, ti.
Can you picture that? If we were all had our parts, we're all hit every note the same. And if we got in a place where the sound echoed, we could, with this group, just what? We got 20 people, 23 people or so. We could really sound like a fancy choir. Because, remember we were talking about stick in the mud on Sunday night? When all the parts, when all the people in each part blend their voices together, it's like not just four parts. It's like everything, the voices work together. And when we have the people whose range it is, it sounds even better because that's how God made it, I guess. So thank you. All right, we'll have a 2-minute break. Good job. Okay, one note, tenors, that I noticed you missed was so ti la so do mi. At the end of the first line, mi fa so ti. You were doing so do. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You were getting it, but you're getting it wrong. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. But we're gonna move on from it. But I just didn't want to make sure you didn't hear that and think that it was right, and then go on perpetuating that error. The end of the first line for the tenor. Mi fa so ti la so. I heard some jumping up higher. All right. Do mi fa so. All right. That was a long 2 minutes. That's okay. Maybe we need to put double lines on both sides of it to show it's a double whole note. Make it longer. Okay, we have one song that we have not even done anything on. And that's what we want to work on a little bit. But this one's going to take some work. It's so short and sweet and simple. And it's only got 2 verses. It's going to take way longer to learn it than it would to sing it. So is it even worth it? But this one's in the hymnal. I think Peace Perfect Peace is as well. But maybe you want to sing it sometime. And this one would be difficult to learn without knowing just where we're supposed to go. So, if you're sitting, you can have a seat. If you're standing, you can stay standing. Well, just whatever floats your goat, I guess. No. I need my fancy pointer. There we go. Thank you. Okay, let's try to sing all, nice, sweet, on the nose line. No, right, me, fast, okay, open your mouth, open your ears so you can hear the people next to you. Don't go, no, right, right. Right? You need to be able to hear. Make sure we're all staying together, okay? Do, re, mi, fa, sa, la, do. Okay. Okay, close, but not close enough. Very good. We're almost halfway through this song already. Pretty good. Okay, but we need to know mi la. So, do re mi re do ti do re mi fa so do re mi do so do re mi fa mi fa so do so la. That's the jump we have to make in this song. No. y'all can stand up. Maybe that will just get the energy we need to get it all right.
Do, re, mi, fa, mi, re, do, re, mi.
So La could not be in the same spot. It's going to be one higher.
Do, mi, do, re, mi, do, mi, sa, do, mi, sa, sa, la, do, sa.
You just said that. Ah, that's better. Can't be La and So on the same note. It's against the rules. Good, very good. An octave.
Do, do.
Okay, I understand it's high, but we can't just sing it on a different note just because it's high. If you want to sing a different note, you have to say a different name. That's La. Okay, changing keys.
Do.
Over here. You gotta keep singing the same pitch. Don't go down. Okay, let's try that again. It's a little bit of exercise, huh?
Do, re, mi, so, la, mi, so, mi, ha, do, fa, do, mi, do, re, mi.
Good.
Accidental
to keep singing the song.
La, so, fi, re, re, do, ti, la, so.
Excuse me. Okay, who'd like to have a seat? I guess they voted with their feet. Or their seat or something. Alright, if you don't want to have a seat, don't have a seat. We're going to have some challenges here. If you can make the jump, you get a peanut butter cup. All right. Who wants the trial? We're going to keep do at the same spot for all of these to make it easier, okay?
So do's right here. Do.
You can sing a scale for me.
Do.
Do, Very good. All right. We're going to start with just it, with that scale. I'll just point to one note, and you can you got to sing that note, the right name and the right pitch. Those right here, who's got? I can't give you all a peanut butter cup at once. No, I need someone to raise their hand and do it solo, no help. Okay. Okay, let's try that again. Do, ready. Who's got this one? Titus?
Me.
Nope. All right. Who's got it?
Me.
Nope. Do, Spencer?
Me.
Nope. Joe?
Me.
All right, that sounds better. Oh, okay. We have to work on our listening and singing skills here. Do, who's got this one? All right, Titus, you can sit down. And Joe, you can sit down. I mean, unless you want to stand, but. All right. In order for this to work, the person that has a challenge has to do it all by themselves, right? Okay. So, ready, who's got this one? Mark. What was that again? Okay, that's this though, but I'll give it to you. So, hey, it's the right pitch. It's the right pitch. If maybe I gave him this do and he did this so, that's good. That's good. All right. But for the older ones, do is right here. Ready. Who's got it? Spencer? Nope. No. If I say no to the first one, then it's not that one. Okay. Caleb. Ah, very good. Okay. We have ourselves a do. Who's got this one? If you can sing down to it and then do it, that works too. So go ahead and give it a try, Elise. No, do is do. So you have to sing down to la. Try again. Do.
La.
La. That's it. You can have a seat. Oops, sorry. Okay, do is right here. Sing with me. So that was a me that you sang. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la. It is two away, but we're actually six away. One, two, three, four, five, six. Let's try that again. We're going to put do right here. Changing do. Do. Who's got this one? You can sing to it. That's valid. Go ahead and try, Spencer. Excellent. Did you already get one?
No.
Okay. That is perfect. Very good. All right. Do. Excellent. All right. Here's do. No, that's the same as do. Do. You can sing down to it. Start from do. It's a different kind of exercise, isn't it? Do, ti, la, so. Oops, I'm sorry. All right. Do you still want to do one, Charity? All right. Here is do. Ready? What's this one? Excellent. Good job. All right. The rest of you can have a seat. Well, we have a few more. Who has not gotten one? You have two? Did you get two right answers?
Well, he was the first one.
Oh, that's right. I don't know if I have enough. I don't know if I have enough for everyone, so maybe not everyone will get one. But all right. Okay, I'm going to write in some accidentals here. What's that mean? Me flat? May? Okay. Just like in pigeon, goat is meme. I don't know if that helps you, but I'm sure Stacy can. I don't know. Okay. Okay, in this song, I want you to look with me on the second line. See, may the grace of Christ our Savior. We have a with the Holy Spirit on the second line. You see that? You see the tenor note. The tenor has a what? On the second line of this song, do you see with the Holy Spirit? Do you see that? The last, I'm talking about the syllable it. Do you see that? What note does the tenor have? Me flat, exactly. May. Okay, now I want you to go, continue on that line, rest upon us. Do you see the tenor? Okay, what does tenor have? Re sharp, which is re. Okay, now I'm putting these in between. So do sharp, I'm putting between do and re, right? Re sharp, I'm putting above, in between re and me. Again, okay, and the Mi flat I put right below a half step. So these look like they're in the same spot, but that's a Re and that's a Me. So what's happening? They're the same. Now there's this fancy thing that Cody White talks about called enharmonic spelling. That's a really fancy way of saying two different ways to name the same note, and it's actually the same note. This is an A flat, So the tenor goes, with the Holy Spirit's favor, it goes. Okay, so there's the A flat. And then for rest upon us, G sharp and A flat. Okay, those are the same note. Now why would they, this is the same part as tenor. Why would they put in one spot a A flat and another spot a G sharp for the same note?
They're trying to test our music skills.
It depends on if the next note is going up or down. Right?
That's a very good point, and that's pretty much correct. Some will do things a little differently, and I would agree with you, but not every time do they do that. Normally, if you're going down, let's say we're going do, ti, te, fa, right? We're going down. We would rather put a te than a li, because if we put do, ti, li, then we have to natural it back to la. And it's harder for us to tell, whoa, from here to the one below, but half step above. It's easier to say it's this one, half step down. Okay, that's great. Do, ti, te, la. But here, they do a very similar thing on the second line for the soprano with the holy. Okay, they have so. And remember, in this key signature, fa is flatted, So a fa natural, a B natural is actually a fi. And then a B flat is a fa, which is natural. Is that totally confusing? It's because of the key signature, okay? So here they had to put a natural, which, I'm sorry, it is a flat on the paper, but it's a fa natural. That gets even more confusing. And then they did a mi. Now, the reason, why did they do that? No, the one in question is the fa sharp. Why didn't they do so say fa and then not have to use a fix it? I think the reason why is because it's very unusual to write a C flat. What's C flat? B. So they put a B natural because when the piano sees a C flat, you go, C flat. What on earth? If it was just written for singing shape notes, it would have been better to write with a say, which is so flat. But to cater to the instrumentalists, which shape notes really aren't for instrumentalists, but it's standard notation to not write a C flat when you don't have to. So they went to all the extra work of putting the accidental and then taking the accidental back away. So, but for the tenor, with spirit's favor, they didn't use a mi natural. They only used a mi flat, and so. But it would, if they had used a re sharp, then they'd have to natural back to re. But on the following one, they have fa, re sharp, and mi. They don't want to do a mi flat and then confuse you about how to get to the mi. So. Did they succeed in confusing us? It's a little confusing, and the way I explained it, I know what I said was right, but I don't know what I just said. So, don't worry if some of that went over your head. You can go back to the recording and say, what was he talking about? All right. So these are all the accidentals that we find in our song, and the reason I have a fa sharp is because the fa natural in this song is a fa sharp. I mean, yeah. The B natural. And why don't I have a fa flat? Because we see, holy, the fa has a flat on it. So why didn't I put a fa flat underneath here? Right, and also there is no such thing as a fa flat. Right, because fa flat is me. But it's actually not a fa flat, it's fa natural. It's just a B flat. Okay, enough of that. It would be easier if we could just use shape notes or just use key signature. Putting shape notes onto a key signature can sometimes complicate a little bit. So, but here is the scale of notes that we have to know to sing this song. Oh boy. But the good thing is, they're used in sensible spots. Leading down, leading up. And so, we don't have to know how to jump from this one to this one to this one to that one to no. We only need to know how they're used in this song. Another song we get, maybe they're used in a different way. Well, we'd have to practice that a little bit. But we can't learn all of music tonight. So, we're just going to... So we have our so... Okay. I'm going to add one more that's not in this song. But then, how many sharp shapes do I have here? Okay, are there any other shapes that can be sharped? No, there's only five. Okay, so let me put this in everyone's mind what we're doing, and then we're going to sing it. Our chromatic scale, using every half step. Do, dee,
re, re, mi, fa, fi, so, si, la, li, ti, do.
Okay, so that's what we're doing. Now we have to do it.
Ready, do, di, re, re, mi, fa, fi.
Shall we try it one more time? Sure, we should.
Do, di, re.
Okay, we're going up too fast. We're going half steps now.
Do. Let's get everyone singing the same note. Do. Close your eyes and listen. See if you're singing the same as everyone else. Do. What part of close your eyes don't you understand?
Close your eyes and sing do.
Do, more, sing louder, do.
Okay, you're listening to the people around you? But we can't do it with our eyes closed because then we can't see what we're doing. So, practice listening with your eyes open, okay? You know that blind people have really good ears? And deaf people are really perceptive to what they see? So, but we have both. We don't need to let the others become lazy just because we can see. We can still focus on hearing, too. And thank God that we have both, right? That'd be tough. Either one would be very tough. All right. Let's try that again.
No, D, Re, Re, Mi, Fa, Fi, So, Si.
I don't know if that was right. That was the basic idea, but I don't know if we ended up high enough. It's very difficult to hear when we're doing all the short jumps. This one we can tell. Let's try this one.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do.
That's easier to find our way up the ladder. When we have to take all the small steps, sometimes we start hunting around. All right.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, so, fa, so, fi. Do, re, mi, fa, fi, so, fa, fi, so, fa, fi, so.
Okay. This fi is the same thing as say, which is
so say fa fi, so say fa fi say.
Right? All right. We're almost done with singing school for like the rest of our lives. Or hopefully not, but we can do this. Ready?
Do, re, mi, fa, fi, so, la, ti, do.
Okay, try to listen to the people around you. We're going like, la.
All right, try again. Do, re, mi, fa, so, do, re, mi, fa.
Listen to the people around you, okay? Okay. If you two are going to blame each other, we're going to have Titus go around the other side of Mark. Please go on the other side of Mark, Titus. You can take your paper with you. Thank you. All right.
Do, re, mi, fa, fi.
That make it so much more difficult? I just added one thing in there and then it's all fall off the train. Okay, let's try this.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, so, la, ti, do, so, la, ti, do. Do, re, mi, fa, fi, so, do, re, mi, do, re, mi,
same note. So say so, so fi so. These are the same note. Same black key in between the two white keys, so to speak. Do, re, mi, fa, fi, so. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la. So, la, ti, la, so, si, la, so. So, si, la. Sounds better. Do, re, mi, fa, fi, so, la, so, fi, so, la, so, la. We're not together. I need you to listen to the people around you, okay? I can't sing right for you. I can sing one note and I harmonize myself. But if I have two people doing different things, I can't fix it unless you listen, okay? Thank you. La. Thank you. So. La. So. Fa. Mi. Re. Do. All right. Pick up your papers to The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. We're losing focus of what we're even doing. So mind-boggling. Do, tenors me out the so, 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 sounds better. Do, do, ten basses, whatever your name is, do, me. On the second verse, singing the words, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Ready? Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul he leadeth, and where the verdant pastures grow with fruits of last to feed. Can I just get in the casket right along with y'all? That sounded so sad. Like, what are we singing about? Like, the food celestial is... I know we're tired and concentrating really hard, but I think you can do better than that. All right. Does someone have a question? Okay. On the third verse. Ready? Sing. Perverse and foolish of thy strait, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. What does the word rejoicing mean? Yeah, rejoicing. It's okay if you smile while you sing. All right. It's okay. We're almost done, and then you won't have me picking on you anymore. Is that what you want?
No.
All right. Turn page. May the grace of Christ our Savior. What are the last three notes of the soprano in the first line? First line. So? So, fi, so. Right. It has a natural on it, which makes it sharper. Sharper than natural. Wow. Okay. How do we sing so, fi, so? So, fi, so. It's a half step. Okay. Now, what's the next measure for the soprano? First measure of the second line. So be. So fi fa mi. Try that together. So fi fa mi. Go. So fi fa mi. Listen to each other. We're not together. So fi fa mi. How you shape your vowel is going to affect your pitch. And it's going to affect your ears to the people around you. Make sure your mi is a happy, open mi. So fi fa mi. And then where does it go from there? Right. Okay, let's start from the beginning and read the shapes. Don't sing them. On the soprano line, read the shapes. Starting from the beginning, read. Do, ti, do, re, mi, so, fa, mi, re. Good. Okay, it's a do sharp, which is D. Okay, start from rest upon. Go ahead. Okay, very good. So we see we're going to have a jump. Re to la. Do we know how to do re to la? Let's try it. Do, re, do, di, re. That's it. That's it right there. Do, do, mi, so, la. Do, di, re, re, fa, la. Lots of ways to get there. Do, di, re, la. Do, mi, re, do. Okay. Let's follow my pointer here. Do. Good. Good. You can sing a little louder. No, you did. Sophie, me. Sophie, fa, me. Okay, try that again. Sophie, fa, me. That's better. One clue when we're doing these, with these, you know, we have to know our scale to know which ones are whole and half steps apart from each other. But when we have an accidental in between two, we know it's going to be a half step to the next one. It's never going to be so fi fa, so fi fa. It takes practice to know exactly what a half step is, but just a reminder. Okay, so. Do. So, do, re, mi, fa, so, re. So, la, ti, do. Do, so, do. So, can you please put a smile on your face? I'll hear it, okay? Try it. Even if you're confused. I'll hear your smile and it will encourage me. Ready? So, fi, fa, mi, re, do, do, ti, do, di, re. Yeah? Re. Thank you. that's do di re. same do re mi that we did from the very first night that no one knew anything about the scale. Do re mi, that one. Do re mi hasn't changed in 3 weeks. Okay. Do re mi, do mi re do. Who would like to take about a 14-month break?
No.
Okay, well, that's about. We might be having a 14-month break coming in about 12 minutes. Do you think you can give it 12 minutes of effort for your sake or mine or somebody's? Or for the Lord's? All right. Let's stand up. Just because I'm gone, you don't have to take a break from practicing this, but you can see it's a lot of work. You have to have someone yell at you, no, stop. Yeah, I try not to do too much yelling. But. Is it helpful to have someone push you and see what you can and can't do? I think so. All right.
No ti la ti do re mi so fi fa mi re do ti do di re la do di re.
Okay, where's your 12 minutes of effort you're going to give me? You need to lean forward. Let's do this. 10 minutes of effort. I know, it's almost 9 o'clock, but only 10 minutes. I need everything you have. Concentrate. Be confident in your mistakes, please. Because if I had... Then you're stuck in the mud. We have to work together. It takes a lot of effort and we're working on it together. Okay? 10 minutes. Ready?
Do, re, mi, fa, so, do, ti, la, do, mi, re, do, fa, mi, re, do, so, la, so, fi, fa, mi, so, do, mi, re, do, so, ti, do, ti, la, so, so, fi, fa, mi, re, di, do, mi, re, do, re, di, do.
Okay, get your paper. May the grace of Christ our Savior. Timing is very simple.
Do on the melody from the beginning very slowly. Do, ti, do, re, mi, so.
Keep going. Keep going, good.
So, fi, fa, mi, re. So, start again. So, fi, fa, mi, re, do.
Same mi, re, do that we've had since the beginning, okay? Start again at Lee Spirits. Mi, re, do.
Mi, re, do, do.
Doesn't it feel great to be ending on this song that we're just like ditching in a ditch. Nah, it doesn't feel very great. Okay. Peace, perfect peace. What do we start on? Soprano starts on so. Let's put do on. Do. Who has do to start? Tenor bass. Okay, what does alto have?
Me.
Me. Where, I lost some altos. Can we have some people help the altos? Who's going to help the altos? Okay, go ahead, Elise. You can go back and join them. Okay, where's do? Where's me? Do, re, mi. So? So, do, mi, so. On your parts. Sing. So, ti, do, re, do.
Do, la, re, do, ti, ti, do.
Te, la, le, so, fa, mi, fa, so.
So, do.
Can we do it again a little stronger? Sure we can. So, fa, fa, so, mi, mi, fa, 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 mi, do, so, do, re, so, 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 fa, mi,
so, do.
Third verse.
Do, so, so, do, do, fa, re, do, ti, ti, do,
ti, la, le, so, fa, mi, fa, so,
so, do.
Okay. If you're looking around like this, do you think you're giving me your last 5 minutes of best effort you have? Okay. Ready? On the first verse.
Peace, perfect peace, in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus whispers
on the second.
Peace, perfect peace, my thronging duties press, to do the will of Jesus, this is best.
Okay. Put your paper where you can see me. I'm getting real animated here trying to get some fervor out of you. And everyone's just, I know, we're reading the music. That's great. But the song leader has a job too. You need to watch. Ready? On the third.
Peace, perfect peace, with sorrow surging round on Jesus' bosom, not but calm is found.
On the last verse, we're only going to breathe at the middle, after the first line. Sing all the way through. Take a breath. Sing all the way through to the end. Okay? Get some breath. On the fourth. Ready?
Peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown. Jesus we know, and He is on the throne.
Very Turn the page. I'll make a deal with you. If you give me your best effort on this song, and you haven't gotten a peanut butter cup yet, that's how you'll earn your peanut butter cup. In other words, I need your very best effort, even if you already have one.
No.
Sing on the shapes, soprano, do, alto, so, tenor, mi, so, ready. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, mi, so, la, mi, so, so, ti, la, so, fa, do, do, di, te, la, si, do, fra, do, ti, la, ti, do, mi, re, do, la, ti, do, la, so.
On the third, singing the words.
Perverse and foolish of thy strait, but yet in thee shut me, and on his shoulder gently lay, and home rejoicing brought me.
On the fourth.
Thy rod and staff, my comfort still, thy cross before to guide me.
Pay attention to what I'm doing for your directions for dynamics. Ready?
Thou spreadst a table in my sight, thy ancient grace bestoweth, and all the transport of
more from the bass, need a little more from the alto, need a little more from the tenor, and need a little more from the melody too. On the sixth. Lean forward a little bit. This is our last verse of singing school. You want to just, like, kind of louse your way through it? And so, verse 6.
And so through all the length of days, thy goodness good shepherd, may I sing thy praise within thy house forever. if I gave it my best but no one else did, it wouldn't have the same effect as if we all lean into it and work together. And that's, singing school is about specifically learning to sight read and sing together without the accompaniment. The accompaniment, sometimes we can get lazy and just do whatever the piano tells us to do. Hopefully the piano tells us right. But we want to be able to read with our own eyes what the music tells us to do. Work together for that harmony. I think you've done a great job. And I don't know when we can do it again, but I think we made some good progress these last 2 weeks. And you'll have to follow us around to wherever we're doing it in Papua New Guinea to get some more. Good job.
Thank you.
If you gave it your best and you don't have one of these, you can grab one.